Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us in this community of goodness, building up the common good for a greater good every day. Singing the songs and telling the stories of the people of America and the world, Larry Long. Recording the songs, the stories, the sounds of our communities, our neighborhoods, our business places, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and together we are honoring the gift of silence.
Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. Silence, prayer, prayer to faith, from faith the gift of love. We have come to be with you with peace from above. Share your new life begun. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. Gates of pink, halo of light above San Francisco Bay. Shining now down on you on this your birthday, a song of love I play. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. For your mother and father, and for your grandmother too, and for those who've come before, may all your dreams come true. I give my heart to you. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana. Liliana, Liliana, Liliana.
How often do we miss small but significant moments? These key opportunities that can unlock our hearts and our minds, open us up and connect us more deeply with others so we can create something new and different. All too often, we allow ourselves to be carried away by our busyness. We are too hyperactive, too reactive to even notice the hidden value-creating dynamics waiting just under the surface within us and around us. Tethered to our smartphones, we are caught up and distracted, and we do not take the time necessary to sort through the complexity or locate submerged purposes. In our urgent rush to get there, we are going everywhere but being nowhere. Far too busy managing with transactive speed, we rarely step back to lead with transformative significance. Kevin Cashman, in his book, The Pause Principle. Terry Hershey picks this thought up when he writes, "This week we're talking about pushing the pause button slowly to create an honor space for healing, replenishment, and spiritual hydration. Eddie Hillesheim's reminder that ultimately we have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace in ourselves, more and more peace, and to reflect it towards others. And the more peace there's in us, the more peace there will be in our troubled world. And no, this is not easy when worry and agency and urgency are the peer pressures of our world. But this is important. Urgency is not just about speed. It's about filling space until we are bursting, and it takes a toll." A story from a Zen master. A very busy business person goes on a Zen retreat, And a Zen master said, "Would you like some tea?" And the gentleman said, "Yes." And they sit down. And the Zen master begins to pour tea into the visitor's cup. And it comes to overflowing, and the Zen master continues to pour and to pour, even as it's filled to the rim. The businessman is taken aback. "Stop! Please stop! You're pouring out the tea. Can't you see the cup is full and obviously can't hold anymore?" The Zen master smiles and simply replies, "So it is with you, and you will not be able to receive any guidance or peace unless you make some empty space first. But here's the deal. When there's no empty space, we pay the price. We are full, stuffed, numb. When our senses are numbered by noise and overload worry, I'm impoverished." The monk Thomas Merton writes, "Anxiety is the mark of spiritual insecurity." Bottom line, from Leonardo da Vinci, "Have I become one of those persons who looks without seeing, listens without hearing, touches without feeling, eats without tasting, moves without physical awareness, inhales without awareness of odor or fragrance, and talks without thinking?" So, our spirits are like the teacup, overflowing and exacerbated by urgency, and we all want the guidance. We didn't expect to make space. You need me to let go of what? Easy. Make space for silence.
15 years ago, I developed a polyp on my vocal cords. The doctor had me go into 6 months of silence with hopes that the polyp would shrink and surgery could be avoided. This 6 months of silence was one of the greatest gifts of my entire life. It gave me the opportunity to journey into the life of others who also took a vow of silence. From the esoteric writings of Thomas Merton to a retreat with Trappist monks outside of Dubuque, Iowa, from the Lakota Sun Dance in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, to a 10-day guided Vipassana Buddhist retreat on the western slopes of the Sierra Nevada mountain range in California. What I learned there is that we have roughly 10,000 thoughts a day, and most of those thoughts are negative. And yet with daily practice, those self-destructive thoughts just pass on by like clouds in the sky. I also learned that through it all, that it takes two to fight. When I stopped participating in an argument, there was no argument. It was over before it began. I also learned that it takes daily practice to keep one's attachments at bay, like old baggage. They just wait in the wings to be picked back up again with that heavy load filled with rejection and low self-esteem. Just like an alcoholic to the bottle, which consumes their every waking hour until one finds the strength to set that heavy load back down so one's true, beautiful, divine self can be seen, realized, and shared with others. At the end of those 6 months of guided silence, a lifetime of blessed remembrances of those I have loved and loved me began to fill both my waking and sleeping hours. The love of my mother, the love of my father, the love of my grandparents, sisters, teachers, neighbors, and small acts of human kindness from total strangers whom I will never know. That road to recovery, which I'm still on, was and is not only with me, but before me and all around me. While I was at that Trappist monastery outside of Dubuque, I heard a man who had just gotten out of prison ask one of those Trappist monks, "Do you ever regret becoming a monk and taking a vow of celibacy?" To which the monk laughed and replied, "Every day of my life. But it says in the scriptures that when I die, that I will share in God's divine nature. where there is no past, where there's no future, where I will witness the Big Bang and the entire creation of the universe. Those words got me thinking, out of which came this song, He Gave His Life for Me.
Each step I take, each breath I breathe, is for naught if not for Thee. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. He waited long, so patiently, outside my door, so I might see. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. Why must those who abide in peace be called to wars so wars might cease? He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. The silent songs of the psalters ring on this vigil hour. The bell towers sing. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. Lift up your hands to that holy place. Fill your life with redeeming grace. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. Nature beyond the sands of time. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me. He gave His life, so all might live. He gave His life for me.
We are all shaped by the people that love us. My father was a good man. He stood up for what was right and good and just in everything he did, in every conversation. I would have the chance to travel with them as he did his work as an attorney in different rural towns in central Wisconsin. And he'd rarely talk. My father wasn't much for small talk. He was uncomfortable at parties, as I am, and he'd go to a party and a gathering, and he would talk with one or two people over in the corner. And people would say, Greg, you come to a party and you don't say much. And he would just smile, and he told me that my response was, well, you never have to take back anything you listen to. Listen has the same letters as the word silent. Robert Greenleaf said, I try not to speak unless I can improve upon the silence. I wrote this in honor of my father after his stroke. Words, 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 Greek, Hebrew, Latin, Anglo-Saxon. Words, 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 etymologies, derivatives, subtleties, poetics. Words, 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 come spilling out and sometimes drip like a faucet one at a time. Words, 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 precious, powerful, peaceful. Remember the word of the day? I give you my word, cross my heart and hope to die. She always has to have the last word. Words, 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 sacred, holy, silent. I love words. I've always have loved words. Words fascinate and comfort me. I've always enjoyed spelling and learning new vocabulary words. A dictionary is the second book I ever owned. The first was Butler's Lives of the Saints, which I received as a First Communion gift. I love words. Why? Well, I love to talk, though I do struggle with stammering at times. I do love to listen to good stories and speeches. I admire good writers who give words context and syntax. I love poets who make the words dance. But most of all, I love words because my dad taught me to love words. He loved words and was eloquent when he stood in a courtroom before a judge and jury, dramatically and passionately speaking for justice. I watched him do this in Wisconsin Rapids and Waupaca, and once in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We were literally fed by his words, 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 words. On long trips in the car, we played word games. I especially liked them late at night and when everyone else had fallen asleep, and I had my father's words all to myself. He loved puns and corny jokes. A pun is an upspelt backwards, and I've had an up body you. I also remember words used on the golf course where I caddied for him. These were words that were never to be used anywhere else. 1 year ago, my dad went in for day surgery to remove some cancer. Not to worry, he said. He gave me his word. He came out of surgery battered, bruised, and speechless. I learned a new word, stroke, the sudden severe onset of a malady, apoplexy. Apoplexy from the Latin word aplexia, meaning intensive, plexia meaning to strike, meaning a sudden loss of muscular control with diminution or loss of sensation and consciousness resulting from rupture or blocking of a blood vessel in the brain. Words, words, words. He struggled to find words. Words which were his delight now tortured him. I saw sadness and fear in his eyes, words trapped, not being able to free themselves. I listened as intently as on those late-night car rides when I hung on every word. I listened and smiled when I heard those golf course words. I listened for the sound of my own name, and it didn't come. I say, I love you, Dad. I always have. I always will. Words, 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 spoken, written, listened to for a lifetime, and I hear them again. I love you too. Words, 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 precious, tender, holy, remembered forever. My dad died November 23rd, 1998. His final words were, thank you for all that has been, thanks for all that will be, yes. May you rest in peace and silence.
I want to thank you all so much for listening taking time out of your morning to share it with our sound engineer, Brett Hoos, Tom Thibodeau, and I. We just want to wish you a wonderful week and want to thank you for all that you do.
Hello, silence, my old friend. Peace and all good.
You have been listening to Community of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.